After the Malachim visit Avraham, the Torah shares with us Hashem's feelings. Why Hashem feels he has to share with Avraham about his plan to destroy stone. It says in Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Yudchet, Hashem says, V'hamechasa ani me Avraham. Am I going to hide this from Avraham? And obviously the question is, why did he have to share with him? So what did the Pesukim tell us about Avraham? Ki yedatev l'man asher yitzaved banav et beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat l'man avi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. This Pasuk, Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Yudchet, is a critical Pasuk about Jewish people and the Jewish heritage. Why does God choose Avram as the beginning of a people as opposed to Noach? Laman havi Hashem et al Avraham et asher diber alav. Why is God going to bring the promises to Avram and his children? Because Avraham is mechanech his children and future generations in a very particular path. Vishamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. Avram will teach his children to live according to the principles of righteousness and justice. That's what he's going to be passing forward. And more important than those principles, which many identify with, he's going to teach those principles because they are derech Hashem. Vishamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. Tzedakah u'mishpat are important, and what they are is defined by the derech Hashem as to what they are. And that, of course, Avram shows through his willingness to sacrifice his son. Another interesting aspect of the pasuk is l'man asher yitzaved banav yet beito acharav. He doesn't teach them. He models for them. This is who Avraham was as a parent and educator. And as it says online on the Family Center, adults teach children in three important ways. The first is by example. The second is by example. And the third is by example. Let's learn from this what our principles are and how important it is that we model them for future generations so that we can truly merit to be B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.